880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we've got a great show. We're going to get right to it. We've got Governor Christine Todd Whitman. We're going to discuss small business in America. We're going to discuss how your ears are, audiology innovations with our UHealth guest, Dr. Sergio Guerrero. We're going to have Executive Boot Camp Day 2, and we're going to have how to use your Facebook for your business with the new Facebook updates with Javi and Alex from Associates in Business. And now let's just go to Governor Christine Todd Whitman. We've got her holding, don't we, Juan? Excellent. Governor Whitman, are you out there?
I am right here.
Well, thank you so much. Governor Christine Todd Whitman, president of Whitman Strategy Group, a consulting firm that specializes in energy and environmental issues. She was the Governor Whitman served in the cabinet of President George W. Bush as the EPA chief from January 2001 to 2003. She was the 50th governor of the state of New Jersey, serving as the first woman governor from 1994 to 2001. I'd like to talk, and I hope we can talk, about the issues that are facing small business today. Welcome to the show, Governor Whitman.
Well, I'm delighted to be with you, and it's an auspicious time since the Senate just passed the Jumpstart Our Small Business or Jobs Act.
I think it's terrific. And the one thing, though, it's nice that they've come together in Washington and done something for small business. But I think that one of the biggest problems that small business has is the inability to know what's going to happen in government and perhaps the brinksmanship that's going on in D.C.
Oh, it's, we are being badly served right now by our Congress because everything is looked at through the partisan political prism and not through the policy prism. And we are not getting the kind of decisions and attention to detail. How small business particularly can plan what it's going to do when it doesn't know what the tax code is going to be from 1 month to the next, much less 1 year to the next. We don't have an energy policy in the country. May not have a budget. I mean, it's one of those things when you look at the consequences, the unintended consequences of this inaction and this partisan gridlock that we have, that shows why we're struggling so right now.
Well, part of the partisan gridlock is one of the reasons that the rating agencies downgraded us, which I don't think had much near-term implications, but I think as we go farther down the road, it could. Now, I know that you've taken some efforts, that you're behind some efforts to bring some a less partisan, more collegial environment to Washington and perhaps even get our elected officials to start doing their jobs. What are you working on?
Well, I'm on the board of Americans Elect. It's AmericansElect.org, O-R-G, and we will be on the ballot in every state in the nation. And the delegates, people who sign on, any registered voter, Republican, Democrat, Independent, can be a delegate. There are over 400,000 of them right now. They will pick a bipartisan team. They will pick a presidential candidate, and that nominee has to identify a member of the other party or a registered independent, if they are a member of one of the two major parties, as their running mate. And then in June, we'll have an online primary. Not an online primary. We will have an online convention to pick the ticket. And that will be right now. We're in the process of securing ballot access on every state in the nation. We're on the ballot, and we've completed the process in about 30 states, and we'll be on all the rest by the time November rolls around. It doesn't want to be a third party. It wants to be a third alternative. There's not a platform. The questions that the candidates are going to be asked are the ones that the delegates, the 400,000 people, and there'll be more by then, ask. And I want to tell you, when you get on and they ask you what are the most important issues to you, what these people are identifying is the economy, it's jobs, it's taxes, it's health care. It's the kinds of things that really matter to our everyday lives and particularly for business.
Well, you mean that America's not debating how we should utilize contraception in our religious institutions?
Funnily enough, that's not number one on most people's list.
Well, it seems to be the number one on every news station that I go tune into. It's just beating those crazy, I would call them non-essential, non-core issues. Those are peripheral issues. Those are social issues. America doesn't really need a battle over social issues right now. America needs to come together to solve our problems just the way every household in America is doing.
Well, exactly. And that's, Jim, that's exactly why Americans Elect was started. And I would urge all your listeners, go to the website, go to AmericansElect.org. If you like what you see, become a delegate, because this is a chance to change the system, to send a shot across the bow, as David Boren describes it, a former senator, former governor of Oklahoma, and now president of OU. This is a way to shake them up and say, listen to the American people. They don't care about these other issues, but unfortunately, the way our primary system is set up, it's a small group of people, because the average voter turnout is about 10%, 10 to 14% in primaries, who are determining the issues to being discussed by our presidential candidates at the moment, and they're just not the central ones to our future.
Yeah, it's very disturbing when we lose great public servants like Senator Olympia Snow and some of the other, I'll just have to term them moderates, that are just throwing their hands up. It's very frustrating as an American citizen who votes in elections, who pays taxes, who pays his bills, and wants to move forward, to not have a set of rules, regulations, and government policies that are consistent and that are based on a negotiated compromise. Did I just use the word compromise?
Yeah, that's bad. Don't want to use that.
Wow.
When I went to Washington and was doing my courtesy meetings on the Hill before I became the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, I can remember one congressman looking at me very seriously and saying, we have done the study groups, never use the word compromise, because whomever you're talking to thinks they've just lost.
Well, then let's just all get along.
You know, I mean, let's call it consensus building, for Pete's sakes, but our system of government is premised on the ability of people to reach common sense solutions.
Now, what would be a common sense solution for our rising gas prices, given that you had the catbird seat at the EPA? There's some balancing act that has to go on energy policy in the EPA, I'd have to imagine.
Well, that would be the Department of Energy more than in EPA.
Okay.
Although EPA gets blamed sometimes for the environmental regulations that we require companies to go through, but on the other hand, and they can be overly burdensome. There's no question but that over-enthusiastic regulators can go too far. But on the other hand, you don't want to walk away from regulations entirely, because we do need to protect the public health, and we do need to protect the environment. And people forget the agency was started when rivers were spontaneously combusting, and because of pollution that we were turning the land into a toxic dump heap, and people were dying because of bad air quality in the summer. So we need to find and strike that balance that says we have to protect things, but let's understand, particularly as we search for ways to become more energy independent or self-reliant, that it's going to be a compromise. It's going to be a combination of everything. Congress shouldn't be picking the winners. I mean, for instance, as they look at energy bills, they ought to be talking about clean energy. That's what we want. We want clean, safe, affordable energy. That, I hate to tell the environmentalists, means you really have to include nuclear. Because it is all those things.
I see the nuclear power plant that services South Florida from my office every day, and so it's out there. And I do occasionally think about what the ramifications of a potential misstep out there would be. But I think it's one of the only nuclear reactors that's actually adding capacity in our current energy cycle out at Turkey Point.
Well, actually, they are, for the first time in 30 years, a Nuclear Regulatory Commission gave a license for two new reactors in Georgia, and they're about to license two new ones in South Carolina as well. Those will be the first ones we've had in 30 years. But it's part of a mix. I mean, we're going to have coal, oil, gas, and from the environmental point of view, you want to make sure you're just getting the safest, you're getting the cleanest. Do what we can to use modern technology, invest in research and development so we can make sure that we're doing it better. But we can't keep saying no to everything, because there's a downside to anything you want to do.
Well, sure. I got to believe that there's good places and not such good places to do the fracking technique that is now driving the boat on U.S. energy in a very dramatic format.
Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right. You look at the trade-offs. Fracking's been used for decades. It can be used safely. If you're gonna suddenly start doing it in an area where you're right on top of an aquifer that serves thousands, tens of thousands of people, I think you might want to rethink that, because a problem there, and we have seen problems with fracking, if you get into that water system, you're going to pay a whole lot more to get those people onto something else and to clean it up than if you didn't. So you're right. It's being sensible.
That's our theme today, is being sensible.
That's not what people want these days, unfortunately. We seem to respond to the extremes, and the language, You know, the other problem that I have is language shapes behavior. And people seem to think they can yell and scream and shriek and call people names, and it's not going to affect people's behavior in the way they look at these issues. And it just drives them deeper and deeper into their various corners, and then nobody's listening.
Well, I had experience with this about 30 years ago with the University of Florida in student politics, and I saw that it took a very, very harsh turn. And now those guys are involved with the state government, and it really is something that I really don't enjoy at all. I wish that people could just sit down and have a reasonable conversation to try to sort out the problems of the biggest economy in the world, the United States of America. It's just a business, after all.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one thing that really bothers me is that the people don't realize, and I have to kind of go back to an old laugh-in joke, Susie Sorority from the Silent Majority. I think that the majority wants them to get along. I think the majority wants compromise. I think the majority wants our government to get along and to function.
Well, if you've got over 2 million people who have signed, but there are 2.6 million now, I believe it is, who have signed petitions to get Americans Elect on the ballot in various states. When you have 400,000 who have signed up as delegates to elect a bipartisan presidential team, that's telling you there's a whole host of people out there who are saying, we need something different. And I can't tell you how many Republicans and Democrats I've talked to all around the country who say, I just can't vote for my party anymore. I need more than this. And it's really dangerous when we get to that point that people are so turned off that the alternative that they find acceptable is not to vote.
Yeah, opting out.
Worse.
opting out of your responsibilities in the society leaves the society to the very narrow band of people that people have been protesting and discussing they don't want running it. And the only way to take control of your democratically elected government is to go out to the polls and vote.
I hope everybody who listens to you listens to you. Well, takes it to heart.
Well, we'd love to have you on again, Governor Whitman. I really appreciate your time. I know that you have to go. Your assistant told us that you only had a small window, and we really do appreciate your joining us today. I would like if you could give out the website that of Americans Elect again. I'd really like to make sure people can find out where to find out how to get a hold of the issues and ideas that you're talking about today.
Yes, it's Americans with an S, Elect. .org.
Well, again, Governor Christine Todd Whitman, thanks for joining us today, and we look forward to having you on again sometime in the near future.
Thank you very much. It was great to talk to you. Take care.
Okay. We'll be right back after this short break with our UHealth guest. Remember, the University of Miami Health System, we call it UHealth, Dr. Sergio M. Guerrero, and I'm sure he'll correct me. He's a director in the audiology group, and we're going to have a great time if we can get our headphones to work and hear each other. Back after this.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Freed build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443 or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, I hope you can hear us out there. We've got our UHealth guest, and remember, the University of Miami Health System, that's who we call UHealth here on the show. And our guest today is Dr. Sergio M. Guerrero, A-U-D-F-A-A-A, I don't know, doc, but you have over 20 years of experience serving as a full-time clinical audiologist and a national practice development consultant, building an extensive background in both academic and private practice settings. Dr. Guerrero currently serves as an assistant professor within the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine Department of Otolaryngology. You'll tell me how to say that, I hope. I can't forget it. I could never get it out. And as the director of the clinical operations of their director of their division of audiology, and I've been there, Dr. Guerrero, welcome to the show, Sergio.
Well, thank you, Mr. Fried.
All right. I guess I messed up your name.
Exactly, Mr. Fried. I guess you didn't hear it right. It's Guerrero.
Guerrero, like Pedro?
No, it's got an I instead of just the E.
So okay.
Guerrero.
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 Well, I'm glad to be here, and thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. Now, I have an experience that I want to talk about at the Department of Audiology because I think it's common to a lot of customers. I had vertigo. People don't realize that that's an inner ear thing a lot of times. And I went to the I had an appointment at the audiology department, and I drove over to the University of Miami Health System, the UHealth area, and I parked in the wrong parking garage. The guard didn't know where to send me. Pointed three different directions, said, the heck with it. I just parked where I park all the time. Finally found the building, sweating, all out of shape, all aggravated that I didn't know where to go. And a concierge came over to me, gave me ice cold water, gave me a napkin for my brow, relaxed, comped my parking, told me it was going to be all okay. And the next time I could park in the building because they had customized parking. I want to tell you what an experience I had in your department. It was great.
And wouldn't it be great if everyone understood how important and how important that is for us to hear. And I think that that's why we think of the you as you. It's you. It's your health.
Yeah, it's fabulous. And the environment that they created for me in there was very important because I was about to undergo what I soon learned were very rigorous and stressful tests. And the fact that your group of technicians and doctors were able to calm me down really helped me out, and it really made all the difference in the world. But let's talk a little bit about what goes on, because when we think of the inner ear and we think of audiology, it's not just hearing, it's balance and vertigo too, right?
Absolutely. And what we find is the balance system really think of a three-legged stool. So we always want, you know, when we hear of patients being put on meclizine or antivert, and they say that's just because it's my age, I really find offense to it because we know 100-year-old folks that are walking and doing everything normal. So assessing the balance system for fall prevention, I think, is a huge step, because somebody who's 80 or 90 who falls because of a balance disorder, the last thing they want to do is undergo a hip replacement. You know, we all know where that can lead. So we have the largest balance system in the South. We our equipment is, and of course, and our audiologists who perform all the vestibular function tests are probably some of the best in the country.
They were terrific with me. And the balance thing is very important because I have my mother's 74, and I know that their biggest fear is falling.
Absolutely. And I can't tell you enough how preventing and identifying, or actually identifying and then preventing a patient from falling, that is one of our largest concerns. And that should be an industry-wide concern because of our population. The baby boomers are now becoming the largest group.
Yeah, but are all of your patients older? It seems to me that life is not as linear, and that you might be seeing younger patients now, other patients, young people for cochlear implants, for instance.
Well, as you know, we've implanted thousands of patients, and we're probably, the last I understood, was we were about 50-50 as far as from newborns, children, and adults. And I think the fact that our adults, number one, are living much longer than they did. We are implanting an awful lot of adults and, of course, children. And I've got to tell you, it's an amazing thing to watch an adult who's lost their hearing and turning them on for the first time.
I remember when I watched 60 Minutes when this first came out, and I saw the first person when they threw the switch and what happened. And I thought that it was just the most amazing thing that I had ever seen. Well, finding, you know, giving hearing to the deaf. It's just an amazing thing. And you do more than that, though. You do a lot of other things. And one of the things that you do is you do professionally administered tests. And that allows people to get the best accessory, I guess, would be the best solution for whatever may be going on with them, because I know people that they have a mail order solution. It sounds ridiculous to me.
Yeah, and the mail order solution is actually in Florida. It's illegal to trade through the mail for the solutions. And when we talk solutions, obviously the most common solution is the hearing aid market.
Right.
You know, one of the biggest things that's happening is that industry as a whole are buying other manufacturers, and they're trying to get as much of the market share as possible. And I think that one of the downsides to that is that as we are all individual patients with individual tastes and likes, each individual processor or hearing aid manufacturer will have a different quality and different sound. Yes, they're all going to do the same thing fairly close, but it's just like some people like hot, some people like cold, and jazz versus heavy metal. It is a perception. And my fears, and I think that what's very important is to, you know, we have to bring people back to the concept of living well.
Well, hold on now. Isn't that what UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, is all about, is a holistic approach to the person and the client and the patient and getting them in a full lifestyle of good living?
Absolutely. And yes, it is. And UHealth, I think one of the biggest moves with UHealth is to get every provider, whether you're seeing a cardiologist, an otolaryngologist.
Jim, Thank you.
You're welcome. An otolaryngologist, that we have very generalized questions to look at the patient's total being. That you're not coming just to me because you have one problem, that we also assess you as a person, as a living human, that we want to then say, you know, if you're looking at your cardiac, or we're looking at prostate, or, you know, other ailments, that we then have a flow of referral to make sure that our patients are followed properly through the UHealth system.
Now, that's unusual, because I've found that in most situations that the doctors are specialists in a quarter of an inch. And if you have to move over in a quarter of an inch, oh, that's the guy down the hall. I can't help you.
Now, we just had a call from one of my patients who called me and requested a referral for another matter. And it's my responsibility, as I see it. I don't care if I'm his audiologist or anything else. It's my responsibility then to find the best person or the best in the best division within UHealth to take care of my patient, because I think that in itself shows that the UHealth system isn't little parts. It's little parts that run the whole machine.
It's a system.
And it's a system.
It's a system, from the record sharing to the collegiality of all the people that we've had on so far. It's just been absolutely terrific. Now, when somebody has a hearing issue, mm-hmm. does that have an impact on their business life? I know it would at home. Honey, can you hear me? I'm still watching the TV. I mean, it would start a fight, but how about at work? It must be drastic issues sometimes.
Well, you brought out about the younger, we're seeing younger, and I can't stress enough how the aging person for hearing healthcare, it's really dropped tremendously. We've, you know, what we're used to fitting 70, 80, 90, we're now fitting people that are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. And remember, that's because, you know, the baby boomer generation is coming, and you very well said life is no longer linear. It's not. Today, you know, before, our parents, you know, they went to school, they got married, worked, retired at 62. Well, today, how many jobs does somebody have in a lifetime, or how many jobs at the same time?
It's just amazing. And the most important thing is getting access to good quality health care, and getting access to good quality health care that cares about you.
But think of the impact. But think of the social and economical impact that hearing loss will have on an individual who is either denying it, and that's the biggest one, or just doesn't want to know the truth.
It's very bad because they're in with the hearing deficit situation. It's a very bad thing if you're at work. Your boss may go, how come you didn't hear my instructions right?
Well, it's in the literature and you can read it any point in time. There is a drastic, you're about 5-10% less likely, or no, you're at 5% to have be promoted if you have an undiagnosed and untreated hearing loss. That's so there goes your promotion. It is also about a $12,000 to $15,000 less in revenue income per household if you have an untreated hearing impaired spouse.
It's unbelievable the impact that this stuff has. Now, if people wanted to get in touch with you or wanted to get more information about what you do, the audiology department, there's no way I'm going to tackle the other word with the 75 syllables. I'll just give you a high five and congratulate you for passing medical school.
Thank you. Well, anyone can just call the UHealth system at 243-4000 and simply request an appointment with audiology. And we are happy to help anyone because our biggest push right now is getting people to live well.
Living well at UHealth, the University of Miami Health System. I want to thank so much Dr. Sergio Guerrero.
Very good, Jim.
I'm not Jim.
Freed.
There you go. I love this guy. I want to thank you so much for having you on the show, for coming on the show today and talking about issues that most people don't understand affect their everyday life.
Every day.
I can't thank you enough. Look forward to having you back on the show, Dr. Sergio Guerrero from the University of Miami Health System. We call him UHealth. We'll be right back after this with Dr. Victor Franks and Lolly Green. All right, this is Jim Freed, and I'd like to let you know that you need to learn more about the University of Florida Real Estate Program, the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, the Bergstrom Center. Go out there and Google University of Florida Real Estate. Go out there and Google Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. If you're looking to improve your real estate career, the best way to do it is improve your credentials and get to be a member of the University of Florida Real Estate Network. For more information, Google Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb. It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with more Freed on Business. We've got Dr. Victor Franks. We've been talking for the last couple of weeks about Dr. Franks' executive retreat that he's throwing up there, his wellness boot camp in Paradise Valley. Dr. Franks, welcome back to the show. We're going to talk about boot camp day two today?
No, day three. We've already covered day two.
All right. Well, that's pretty laid back. I must have fallen asleep during day two.
You got so relaxed just talking about it.
That's right. I was Larry laid back.
I like Dr. Guerrero. He said his main point was, hey, living well. What a concept.
Yeah, right. Coming from a doctor at a big hospital.
It's good to hear. I mean, that seems to be U Health. That's their focus now. They're looking at the whole picture, and
yeah, I think it's
good
great.
To see.
It's great stuff. We're going to keep having them on, and I think that it's a community service that we do on this. So, Victor, tell us about how I'm going to relax this summer, because Lord knows I need to.
Lord knows. I second that emotion. I'm going to start day three out with a medicinal herb, wild edible / survival food hike up into the mountains, early morning hike. And I'm going to show people how to make their own medicines. And this is the time of year that I'm giving this in August and September, when the greatest herbal medicines are ready and available.
Oh, listen, world out there, I've taken some of his homemade herbal medicine, and it knocks the cold right out of you. If you've had one of those 2 or 3 week colds that seem to go around here, it's a specialty. Dr. Franks can help you out with that.
It works. I mean, and the thing is, most of them are tinctures, so actually last for years. And also, too, they say if you actually starve, if you're lost in the woods, you really didn't want to live, because there's so much food out there as well.
Well, wait a minute now. There used to be people that lived in America before stoves and McDonald's, and they ate out of the forest, didn't they?
They actually ate pretty well, too. Lewis and Clark, those guys ate 8 pounds of meat a day, so it was a little much.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I don't want to go any further about that, but I'm sure their campsite was a mess.
Yeah, it was. So after we get back from our morning hike, I have I'm giving you an option. You got a labyrinth building, and a lot of people have seen labyrinths before. It's a meditative type of circular maze where all of a sudden, ooh, this is a dead end. You got to kind of work your way back.
Oh, sure. Like the hedge thing in The Shining.
But if that doesn't appeal to you, I've come up with another option, which isn't on the website yet, but it's panning for gold.
I think that's great. Now, wait, somebody can actually go to your event, your boot camp, and make money?
The possibility exists because, you know, you have to understand where did Yellowstone come from? Yellowstone.
The name Yellowstone?
Yeah. It's
came
gold.
From gold?
It's gold.
I didn't know that.
Across the river from me, this 11,000-foot mountain, straight across the river, one of the first gold strikes in America. And they still have an active gold mine on the back, way, way back in there on the backside. And so the black sand on the Yellowstone River, especially around my island, all these little pockets, gold's heavier than water. So when it'll settle into these little black sand pockets. So I have not only a panning for gold, but also last year bought a decent sized sluice, like a 5 foot long sluice, which makes it, you know, just a lot easier. So, and I'll let you keep the gold. If you find some, I'll let you keep it.
It sounds like a lot
of fun.
In fact,
we might go socialist on you and make you share your
everybody
profits.
Shares their success.
Exactly. We'll have to work that one out. But so that's the other option. And then another organic lunch from my gardens on the grounds and wild game or fresh fish. and which, if my wife would let me, our two ponds are stocked with rainbow trout.
Why won't she let you?
They're her pets now. I'm sorry. You know, I'm going, we stock these ponds.
Audrey.
I know.
Audrey. So. Cut some slack.
I know. No kidding. So all right. They're teaming
So now that I've had my rainbow trout from Audrey's pond.
Right. And so after lunch, I have to stress, we have to do more Aqua Bliss and more Aqua Stretch Kinetics because it's all about relaxation. So we're going to do it in the pool on the property instead of at the local hot springs after lunch. And then to warm you up and finish off the day, we're going to have a local guy, a certified pipe carrier from the Lakota Indians, and he conducts sweat lodge ceremonies all the time. And I actually built an underground sweat lodge. It's out of logs, and it's in the ground.
A Schmitz pit?
Pretty much is, yeah. And you build a fire right outside with the lava rocks, and they get so hot and they actually turn red, and you
awesome.
Put them in a pit, and then you cover it up.
Why do you come back, Victor?
It's because it gets cold. That's why.
Oh, that's true.
Of course, it gets cold.
I guess it is the Great White North for a reason.
Right,
up there.
Exactly. Well, not this year, but ordinarily. So, and of course, mandatory cool off between rounds because there was that one guy in Sedona a couple years ago. Several people died or got incredible internal organ damage because they're going, I'm passing out. I got to get out. I said, no, the body, you're tougher than that. So stick it out. And these people died because he had a plasticized tarp over his sweat lodge. And so it didn't breathe. And he had 50 people in there and all their toxins are coming out and they ran out of oxygen and they died. So
well, that happens when you
idiotic.
Put when you put a bunch of people in a plastic bag
well,
and they
exactly.
breathe, they die.
You're supposed to use wool blankets or something to breathe. And you know this guy who conducts these ceremonies, he's a pro at it, and I've done it myself. So you have to be you have to be respectful and understand what you're doing. And so this is a, like winding up our boot camp. We're going to have this great sweat lodge ceremony, and then. That's not it. We're going to go to my special power spot after this to finish off the whole experience, which is there's a very narrow canyon with a rushing torrent down below, and there's this rocky promontory that hangs out over the canyon, and at dusk, you look at the rock walls across the way, and there's 100-foot Indian faces in the wall, and they're natural formations, but you could even see the feathers coming down the back of his head. It's unbelievable. You look at it and go, God, it's an Indian. So, and it's an amazing place. It's some kind of mini vortex. I went there once 18 years ago after I got certified as a Reiki master, and my Reiki instructor was with me, and she was looking up at the top of the canyon. I was just looking down at the rock in front of me, and everything just shifted. You're like 2 feet to the right. I went, huh? And there was a bright flash of light, and she said, did you see that? I'm going, yeah. So I, to this day, can't explain it, but it was right after the Reiki ceremony, and to this day, I mean, it's a special place, and to see these Indian faces in the side of the cliff, it's an amazing place. So that's how we're going to finish everything off.
Well, Victor, how do people learn more about this and get more information to join me at this event? Because there's no way I'm missing the Indian faces and the white flash.
It's www.askdrfranks.com.
And that's A-S-K. Dr. F-R-A-N-C-S.
Right.
All right. Dr. Victor Franks, thank you so much. And now we've got our positive energy coming at us straight from Lolly Green MSW. Lolly, what do you got for us?
Okay. Are you ready, Jim?
I don't know if I'm ever ready for you, Lolly, but let's go.
Okay. Well, today we're going to talk about advice from a centenarian that can help all of us. How did you live so long, he was asked. The little old man had this to say, don't take things so seriously and you'll live a long time. We really have to know the difference between a crisis and a simple incident.
Well, wait a minute. I live from crisis to crisis and I'm uptight all the time. You mean that's just not normal?
Well, normal. We're not talking here about normal, but it's not comfortable. And
that's
we call
for
that
sure.
Being overly stressed.
Overly stressed is my middle name.
Okay, so a crisis would usually involve life or death. If we or someone around us is about to die, now that's a crisis, and it should be accorded our most serious concern. Meetings, on the other hand, conferences, phone calls, this is another level and is important and will have an effect on our bottom line, how much money we will earn. But each of these on its own has to stand free and be seen as simply a unit in the greater scheme of things. The takeaway from all this is notably our own attitude. How we integrate this event into our daily plan will mean we will lower our assessment from critical to chronic in most cases. To reduce our stress level, we must educate ourselves to take life less seriously.
Yeah, it's training and education because the mind is the muscle too, I guess.
Well, in a sense, yes, absolutely. You can look at it that way. We'll live longer. Our friends and family will reap the benefit as we lower our level of intensity and begin to laugh more and take our lives and ourselves less seriously. The fun starts now.
All right. The fun is always on when you're on the show, Lolly Green MSW. If people want to get a hold of you, how do they find you, Lolly?
Okay. My email is lgreen661@aol.com.
Well, we got that. We got that, Lolly Green. As always, thank you for your positive energy minute. And we are going to be right back with our final segment on Freedom Business. We're going to have our social media experts, Javier Morales and Alex Thomas of Associates in Business. They're going to talk about the impacts of Facebook on your business. Advanced discussion. Hang in there.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Freed build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443 or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with our Associates in Business social media segment. Guys, welcome back. Alex Thomas and Javier Morales.
Good to be back, Jim.
How you doing, Jim?
I am doing great. First of all, Alex, it's my first chance to tell you congratulations on your birth of your new beautiful child.
Thank you, thank you. It's an amazing thing. We're enjoying every moment.
All right, well, we're also giving birth to some new child on our Facebook stuff. Tell us what's going on. Facebook is giving birth to a whole new look, and we're going to optimize it for business.
Yes, definitely. I mean, one of the things that we kind of wanted to touch on, and we spoke about it briefly the last time we were on, is embracing change. You know, we're hearing a lot from people saying, oh, how frustrating it is with the change. But at the end of the day, I think there's a lot of positive behind new changes with Facebook. So we want to kind of touch up on a couple of quick things and then continue it as we go along throughout the couple of weeks. But, you know, one of the big important things that is out there right now is the development of the canvases, which is the back-end tabs that can be created. Those sizes have changed from 520 to 810. Now, what that does, it gives us the ability to be a little bit more creative with more space.
Yeah, so the page is wider. You can put more images, put more content. But it also, is it something that's good for business?
Yes, it is. One of the things that we're doing is basically creating microsites within Facebook. So what we're doing is developing a home tab that's going to have links to the other tabs. That way, it's a more comfortable feel when users are utilizing it. They can flow easily through the pages instead of searching for the information.
Now, how about maximizing the ability for the Facebook or website or whatever to be seen on the internet? You guys do that too. It's very complicated. I really don't understand what you do. Linking, cross doing. What do you do with it? What is that, Alex?
That sounds a little bit like search engine optimization there, Jim.
Yeah. So what is that? And how do I make sure that I'm getting optimized right?
Well, for short, it's SEO. We like to define it sometimes as social internet. In essence, what it is utilizing links and some specific meta tags on your site to basically raise your site up the search engines for better placement so people can find you on the web.
Now, Javi, what are some of the changes that you're going to do on our website so that Alex can better optimize it? And we use this all the time to demonstrate your services. So I'd like to direct people to Facebook.com/FreedomBusiness. Go check out our Facebook page and become a friend of the show. It's really some interesting stuff we've got going on.
Well, you know, one of the things that we want to do is bring a little bit of value to the show and to your advertisers and partners. So one of the things that we're going to be doing, we're going to be working to develop some special things for UM Health and Data Corp. Dedicated pages on Facebook, but then also Alex is going to be working on some stuff on the SEO side to drive the pages on the website as well.
So we're going to give the advertisers on Freedom Business even more value.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great. So if you want to advertise on Freedom Business, give us a call at 305.
Love it.
Just go to Freedom Business and email me at jim@freedombusiness. We'll get you on the show. But so there have been changes in Facebook, and is it making it more difficult or easier to program for a business? It seemed like it was almost an anti-business thing they were doing.
It was, and again, it was just a matter of going to the back and doing a little research and just strategizing how we could maximize on it. So, you know, it has turned off a lot of people because they really haven't been able to think outside the box. But, you know, what we do is bring to the table a new opportunity. So we've looked at it, we've done some research, and I think we have a good strategy in place to help any business, whether it's small or big, there's opportunity for everyone.
Well, all I can say is that the optimization, the pages, and all of the social media that you and Johnny do for us has created a system where we get thousands of page views every week, and I can't thank you enough. It amazes me. We had Ackerman up, and they had close to 5,000 page views in just less than a week. It's sure. Amazing what you guys do for us.
Absolutely. Well, you know what, Jim? It's all about you. The reality is the fans, the guests, the people come to see you, hear your show, read some of your content. So it really more is about how you are portraying your message that's driving people over.
Oh, cool. People can't see that my head is now as big as one of those NBA.
You are a rock star.
Thank you very much. And I'm sure that the audiologist, Dr. Guerrero, is probably saying, not only am I a rock star, but my other ear might be like jazz. I don't know. But he was great, by the way. What a great sense of humor that guy had. What a great ambassador for UHealth, the University of Miami Health System. So we're doing things to optimize for our partners, for people like Hugo and for people like UHealth. What are some of the things that I can do to help another business promote itself?
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, in the process of developing and building your site, one of the things that we're going to be targeting is some key phrases and some topics that will help expand the site and kind of reach out to other businesses. And when we bring people onto the show, one of the things we'll be able to do is highlight their business and drive some links over to their website, which in the end helps their own online marketing.
So all we're really doing is making Freedom Business a more potent marketing vehicle for our guests, affiliates, and sponsors.
You bet. Absolutely.
And you can do that for anybody's business.
Absolutely. That's a big part of what we do.
Well, what are some of the kind of businesses that you guys do that for?
Oh, goodness. We actually work with a big variety. We work with hotels. In the Caribbean, we do a lot of stuff with a technology company, which is the sort of cable and wireless of the Caribbean. We do restaurants, bars. We actually have one person who is a Mary Kay consultant that we work with. I actually have a Facebook fan page for my dog that we make money off of. So yeah, it's all about generating revenue and thinking outside the box.
Well, if you want to make money with Facebook, make sure you give the guys at Associates in Business a call. Alex and Javi, how do people get a hold of you?
They can reach us by phone at 954-828-0614 or our website at www.associatesinbusiness.com.
And Alex, do you have a direct dial people can call you on?
Sure, absolutely. They can reach me at 786-294-4737.
Now, we're putting together quality content on our site. And what are some of the areas that we're going to be putting together, Alex? What are some of the topics that you think the new buttons need to be and why?
Well, kind of following up on our guest earlier from UHealth, we've decided to create a section of the site since we talk a lot about good living, healthy lifestyles called Live Well. And so that's going to be an opportunity for folks if they want to learn how you lost all your weight and how you've managed to keep it off, then that'll be a great resource for them to check out.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty cool. And I was worried that I couldn't keep the weight off, but I have. I've gotten all my clothes altered now. They're not any tighter than they were 6 months ago, so I think that I've pretty much got that one nailed. High five to Dr. Victor Franks. There you go. Fist bump, actually, not a high five. Fist bump. Fist bump is more Freedom Business-esque. Now, what's coming? Is there any new Facebook things that are coming out? Are they already changing again down the road, or there's already like a beta out there or they're talking about, or is this the way it's going to be for a while and people can make plans on this?
Well, I think it's one of those things that continues to evolve and change. You know, right now this is what they have for now, but I'm sure they're working in the back end just to try to do things different. There's some other social media platforms that are getting pretty popular out there. I mean, there's one Instagram, which is basically people uploading pictures and sharing visual content.
Well, they
so there's always
sure
trying to do something different.
Yeah, no professional athlete should be allowed to sign up for that one.
No, well, you know, that's one of the things that we've been talking about from the beginning. It's the importance of the content that's up on Facebook, whether it's from our youth all the way to these professional athletes that are out there just posting stuff that's kind of incredible. It's really being smart about what you put out there. At the end of the day, like I tell my son, if you don't want me to know about it, don't put it on Facebook.
Yeah, well, it's just that it's open season now. People can see, I call it seeing under the hood about anybody, and you have to be very, very very, very controlled about what you put out there because it'll stay, and yes, you can pay for people to remove it, but that ain't something you want to do. You want things to be out there. I want to thank the guys from Associates. Again, guys, how do they get a hold of you?
Phone number is 954-828-0614. Or our website at www.associatesinbusiness.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick short break, and we're going to come back. We're going to catch a couple of emails. We're going to do a little bit of ranting, so stick with us. We got a lot of entertainment coming your way.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are back, and we got the show a little bit backwards. We're going to do a couple of emails, and then we're going to go into the editorial rant part of the show. Let's see, Pam and Aventura. My child is having hearing problems. Can the doctor on your show help? Yep, Pam, he probably can. He gave out the information. So please give us a call or send us an email. But yes, I think the doctor could probably help you out. Pete in Miramar, will you join the Occupy Dolphins movement? No, Pete, I'm not going to join the Occupy Dolphins movement. I think that the 30,000 season ticket holders that voted with their checkbooks make a lot more impression on the Dolphins than 30 guys in clown noses. Let's see. John in Miami, what's going on with interest rates and what do you expect to happen in the future? And what does it mean to me? Well, interest rates are going up. That means you better buy what you're going to buy. If you're going to use leverage, you better do it right now. Interest rates went up 30 basis points in the last couple of weeks, and they're going to go up further. As the economy heats up and inflation rears its head, you will see even more inflation, so more higher interest rates. So watch out. If you can time it at all, make sure you time it to be now. Now I'm going to go into my rant. And what I'd like to talk about in my rant today is the fact that the cost of health care keeps going up. You know, we got this promise from Washington that the cost of health care would go down with, I'll just call it, the new health care program. Well, it hasn't. Our health care at our company has gone up significantly. My personal payment alone has gone up 30% this year. And that's in an environment where we're supposed to be seeing health care costs go down. What is this? I'm fed up with this. Washington, do your job. We talked about it earlier with Governor Whitman. Make a deal. Finish it. Get down with it. Figure out which way we're going to go and go. You guys are doing the people's business, but what you're really doing is absolutely nothing. Get back to business. We need more business. And while you're at it, hey, a shout out to the IRS. Stop with the giving the debit cards for these people that are stealing identities. My 74-year-old mother had her identity stolen in 2 years in a row. Thieves have gone and tried to cash and actually gotten a tax return on her number. This has got to stop. IRS, stop giving my hard-earned tax dollars away to thieves and stop making it so easy for them. Finally, I'd like to make sure that people realize what we really need here in South Florida is adequate infrastructure. The roads, the sewers, the bike trails, the electricity, the web. Gosh darn it, even the ability for me to get cell phone, to get the right internet connection in my home is compromised by the infrastructure capacity in America today. If America wants to be great, we need our infrastructure to be great too. I want to thank our sponsors, UHealth, the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth on the show. DataCorp. I want to thank the NFL Alumni Association, Associates in Business. I want to thank Dr. Victor Franks. I want to thank you, our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, make sure they know that Javi and Alex are busting their butt to make sure that their experience online is top of the line. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us at 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 5. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Don't mess around with Jim.